This cassette contains a sample of the first 50 psalms in the Scottish Metrical Psalter. The purpose for making the tape is to teach a variety of tunes that can be used with these psalms in family or public worship. Psalm 1. The tune is Arlington.
Let man have perfect blessedness, who walketh not astray in counsel of ungodly men, nor stands in sinners' way, nor sitteth in the scorner's chair, but placeth his delight upon God's law and meditates on his law day and night. He shall be like a tree that grows near, planted by a river, which in his season yields his fruit, and his leaf fadeth never. And all he does shall prosper well, the wicked are not so, but like they are unto the chaff which wind drives to and fro. In judgment therefore shall not stand such as ungodly are, nor in the assembly of the just shall wicked men appear. For wide the way of godly men unto the Lord is known, whereas the way of wicked men shall quite be overthrown.
From here on we'll sing only a few verses of each psalm, except for Psalm 23.
Psalm 2, the tune is Heaven.
Why rage the heathen and vain things? Why do the people mind? Kings of the earth do set themselves, and princes are combined to plot against the Lord and his anointed, saying thus, let us asunder break their bands and cast their cords from us. He that in heaven sits shall laugh, the Lord shall scorn them all. Then shall he speak to them in wrath, in rage he vex them shall.
Psalm 3, the tune is New Britain.
O Lord, how are my foes increased? Against me many rise. Many say of my soul for him, in God no succor lies. Yet thou, my shield and glory art, the uplifter of mine head, I cried and from his holy hill, the Lord me answer me.
Psalm 4, the tune is Howard.
Give ear unto me when I call, God of my righteousness. Have mercy, hear my prayer, thou hast enlarged me in distress. O ye
Rise in thy wrath, Lord, raise thyself for my
foes raging be, and to the judgment which thou hast commanded, wake for me.
Psalm 8, the tune is Asmon.
How excellent in all the earth, Lord, our Lord, is thy name. Who has thy glory far advanced above the starry frame? From infants and from suckling's mouth, thou didst strength ordain. For thy false cause, that soul thou might the avenging foe restrain. When I look up unto the hairs which thine own fingers framed, unto the moon and to the stars which were by thee ordained.
Psalm 9, the tune is Forest Green.
Lord, thee I'll praise with all my heart, thy wonders I'll proclaim. In thee most high I'll greatly joy, and sing unto thy name. When back my foes were turned, they fell, and perished at thy side. For thou maintain'st my right and cause, on thrones as judging right. The heathen thou rebuked hast, the wicked overthrown. Thou hast put out their names that they may never more be known. O enemy, now destruction's hell, and in perpetual. Thou cities raised perish with them, is their memorial. God shall endure for a he doth, for judgment set his throne. In righteousness to judge the world, justice to give each one. God also will a refuge be for those that are oppressed. A refuge will he be in times of trouble to distress.
Psalm 10, tune is Saint Agnes.
Wherefore is it that thou, O Lord, dost stand from us afar? And wherefore hidest thou thyself when times so troublous are? The wicked in his loftiness persecute the poor. In these devices they have framed, let them be taken sure. The wicked of his heart's desire doth talk with boasting great. He blesseth him that's covetous, whom yet the Lord doth hate.
Psalm 11, tune is Saint Anne.
I in the Lord do put my trust, how is it then that he say to my soul, flee as a bird unto your mountain high. For lo, the wicked bend their bow, their shafts on string they fit, that those who upright are in heart, they privily may hit. If the foundations be destroyed, what hath the righteous done? God in his holy temple is, in heaven is his throne.
Psalm 12, the tune is Belmont.
Help, Lord, because the godly man doth daily fade away, and from among the sons of men the faithful do decay. Unto his neighbor every one doth utter vanity. They with a double heart do speak, and lips of flattery. God shall cut off all flattering lips, tongues that speak proudly thus. We'll with our tongue prevail, our lips are ours whose Lord o'er us.
13. Tune is Meditation.
How long wilt thou forget me, Lord? Shall it forever be? Oh, how long shall it be that thou wilt hide thy face from me? How long take counsel in my soul? Still sad in heart shall I. How long exalted over me shall be mine enemy? O Lord my God, consider well and answer to me make. Mine eyes enlighten lest the sleep of death me overtake.
Psalm 14, the tune is Maitland.
That there is not a God, the fool doth in his heart conclude. They are corrupt, their works are vile, not one of them doth good.
Tune is Talus Original.
Within thy tabernacle, Lord, who shall abide with thee? And in thy high and holy hill, who shall a dweller be? The man that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness, and as he thinketh in his heart, so doth he truth express. Who doth not slander with his tongue, nor to his friend doth hurt, nor yet against his neighbor doth take up an ill report.
Psalm 16, to the tune of Auld Lang Syne.
Lord, keep me, for I trust in thee. To God thus was my speech. Thou art my Lord, and unto thee my goodness doth not reach. To saints on earth, to the excellent, where my delights are placed, their sorrow shall be multiplied to other gods that haste. Of their drink offerings of blood, I will no offering make. Yea, neither I their very names up in my lips will take. God is of mine inheritance and cup the portion. The lot that fallen is to me, thou dost maintain alone.
Psalm 17, tune is Weymouth.
Lord, hear the right, attend my cry, and to my prayer give heed. That doth not in hypocrisy from feigned lips proceed, and from before thy presence for my sentence to thus send. Toward these things that equal are, do thou thine eyes intend. Thou prov'st mine heart, thou visitest me by night, thou didst me try. Yet nothing founds for that my mouth shall not sin purpose thy. As for men's works, I by the word that from thy lips doth flow, did me preserve out of the path wherein destroyers go.
Psalm 18, the tune is All Saints New.
Thee will I love, O Lord, my strength, my fortress is the Lord, my rock, and he that doth to me deliverance afford. My God, my strength, whom I will trust, a buckler unto me. The horn of my salvation and my high tower is he. Upon the Lord who worthy is of praises will I cry, and then shall I preserve thee, save thine enemy. Thus out ill men affrighted me, death's pangs about me went. Hell's sorrows me environed, death's snares did me prevent.
Psalm 19, tune his fountain.
The heavens God's glory do declare, the skies his handworks preach. Day utter speech to day and night, to night doth knowledge teach. There is no speech nor tongue to which their voice doth not extend. Their line is gone through all the earth, their words to the world's end. In them he set the sun attend, who bridegroom life foregoes. From his chamber as a strong man doth, to run his race rejoice. From heaven is his going forth, circling to the end again. And there is nothing from his feet that hidden doth remain.
Psalm 20, Tunis Stockton.
Jehovah, hear thee in the day when trouble he doth send, and let the name of Jacob's God thee from all ill defend. Oh, let him help send from above, out of his sanctuary, from Zion his own holy hill, let him give strength to thee. Let him remember all thy gifts, accept thy sacrifice, grant thee thy heart's wish, and fulfill thy thoughts and counsel wise. In thy salvation we will joy, in our God's name we will display our banners, and the Lord thy prayers all fulfill.
Psalm 21, the tune is Noel.
The King in thy great strength, O Lord, shall very joyful be. In thy salvation rejoice, how vehemently shall he. Thou hast bestowed upon him all that his heart would have, and thou from him didst not withhold whate'er his lips did crave. For thou with blessings him prevents of goodness manifold, and thou hast set upon his head a crown of purest gold. When he desired life of thee, thou life to him didst give. In such a length of days that he forevermore should live.
Psalm 22, the tune is Kingsfold.
My God, why hast thou me forsaken? Why so far? I, yet am not heard by thee. And in the season of the night, I cannot silent be. But thou art holy, thou that dost inhabit Israel's praise. Our fathers hoped in thee, they hoped, and thou didst them release. When unto thee they sent their cry, to them deliverance came. Because they put their trust in thee, they were not put to shame.
Psalm 23, the tune is Crimmed.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie in pastures green. He leadeth me, the quiet waters by. My soul he doth restore again, and me to walk doth make within the paths of righteousness, even for his own name's sake. Yea, though I walk in death's dark vale, yet will I fear none ill, for thou art with me, and my rod and staff me comfort still. My table thou hast furnished in presence of my foes. My head thou dost with oil anoint, and my cup overflows. Goodness and mercy all my life shall surely follow me, and in God's house forevermore my dwelling place shall be.
Psalm 24, the tune is Verena.
The earth belongs unto the Lord, and all that it contains, the world that is inhabited, and all that there remains. For the foundations thereof he on the seas did lay, and he hath it established upon the floods to stay. Who is the man that shall ascend into the hill of God? Or who within his holy place shall have a firm abode? Whose hands are clean, whose heart is pure, and unto vanity, who hath not lifted up his soul, nor sworn deceitfully. He from the eternal shall receive the blessing him upon, and righteousness him from the God of his salvation. This is the generation that after him inquire, O Jacob, who do seek the
thy face with their whole heart's desire.
Psalm 25. Tune is Leo Minster, short meter double.
To thee I lift my soul, O Lord, I trust in thee. My God, let me not be ashamed, nor foes triumph o'er me. Let none that wait on thee be put to shame at all, but those that without cause transgress, let shame upon them fall. Show me thy ways, O Lord, thy paths, O teach thou me, and do thou lead me in thy truth, therein my teacher be. For thou art God that dost to me salvation send, and I upon thee all the day expecting to attend.
Psalm 26, the tune is Consolation.
Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I trusted also in the Lord, slide therefore shall not I. Examine me and do me prove, try heart and reins, O God. For thy love is before mine eyes, thy truth as I have trod. With persons vain I have not sat, nor with dissemblers gone. The assembly of ill men I hate, to sit with such I shun.
Psalm 27, tune Faith is the Victory.
The Lord's my light and saving help, who shall make me dismayed? My life's strength is the Lord of whom then shall I be afraid. When as mine enemies and foes, most wicked persons all, to eat my flesh against me rose, they stumbled and did fall. Against me though an host encamp, my heart yet fearless is. Though war against me rise, I will be confident in this. One thing I of the Lord desire, and will seek to obtain, that all days of my life I may within God's house remain.
Psalm 28, tune is Dundee.
To thee I'll cry, O Lord, my rock, hold not thy peace to me. Lest like those that to pit descend, I by thy silence be. The voice hear of my humble prayers when unto thee I cry. When to thine holy oracle I lift my hands on high. With ill men draw me not away, that work iniquity, that speak peace to their friends while in their hearts doth mischief lie. Give them according to their deeds, and ills endeavor end. as their handiworks deserve, to them be rendered.
Psalm 29, the tune is Sunderland.
Give ye unto the Lord, ye sons, that of the mighty be, all strength and glory to the Lord, with cheerfulness give ye. Unto the Lord the glory give, that to his name is due, and in the beauty of holiness unto Jehovah bow. The Lord's voice on the waters is, the God of majesty doth thunder, and on multitudes of waters sitteth he. A powerful voice it is that comes out from the Lord Most High. The voice of that great Lord is full of glorious majesty.
Psalm 30, the tune is Martyrdom.
Lord, I will be extolled, for thou hast lifted me on high, and over me thou to rejoice mayst not mine enemy. O thou who art the Lord my God, I in distress to thee with loud cries lifted up my voice, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, my soul thou hast brought up and rescued from the grave, that I to pit should not go down. Alive thou didst me save. O ye that are his holy ones, sing praise unto the Lord, and give unto him thanks when ye his holiness record.
Psalm 31, the tune is Gabriel.
In thee, O Lord, I put my trust, shame let me never be. According to thy righteousness, do thou deliver me. Bow down thine ear to me with speed, send me deliverance. To save me my strong rock be thou, and my house of defense. Because thou art my rock and thee I for my fortress take, therefore do thou me lead and guide, e'en for thine own name's sake. And since thou art my strength, therefore pull me out of the net which they in subtlety for me so privily have set.
Psalm 32,
The tune is Vox Delecti.
O blessed is the man to whom is freely pardoned all the transgression he hath done, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord imputeth not his sin, and in whose spirit there is no guile, nor fraud is found therein. When as I did refrain my speech, and silent was my tongue, my bones then waxed old, because I roared all day long. For upon me both day and night thine hand did heavy lie, so that my moisture turnedeth in summer's drought thereby.
Psalm 33, the tune is Catherine.
Ye righteous in the Lord rejoice, it comely is and right, that upright men with thankful voice should praise the Lord of might. Praise God with harp and unto him sing with the psaltery, upon a ten-stringed instrument make ye sweet melody. A new song to him sing and play with loud noise skillfully, for right is God's word, all his works are done in verity.
Psalm 34, the tune is Hudson.
God will I bless all times his praise, my mouth shall still express, my soul shall boast in God the meek, shall hear with joyfulness. Extol the Lord with me, let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, he heard and did me from all fears deliver. They looked to him and lightened were, not shamed were their faces. This poor man cried, God heard and saved him from all his distresses. The angel of the Lord encamps and round encompasseth all those about that do him fear, and them delivereth.
Psalm 35, the tune is St. Michael's.
Plead, Lord, with those that plead, and fight with those that fight with me. A shield and buckler take the hold, stand up mine help to be. Draw also out the spear and do against them stop the way, that me pursue unto my soul and thy salvation say. Let them confounded be and shame that for my soul have sought. Who thought my hurt turned back be they and to confusion brought. to the chaff that flies before the wind. And let the angel of the Lord pursue them hard behind.
Psalm 36, Tunis Saxony.
The wicked man's transgression within my heart thus says, undoubtedly the fear of God is not before his eyes. Because himself he flattereth in his own blinded eye, until the hatefulness be found of his iniquity. Words from his mouth proceeding are fraud and iniquity. He to be wise and to do good hath left off utterly. Mischief lying on his bed most cunningly doth plot. He sets himself in ways not good, ill he abhorreth not.
Psalm 37, the tune is Alicom.
For evil doers fret thou not thyself unquietly, nor do thou envy bear to those that work iniquity. For even like unto the grass, soon be cut down shall they, and like the green and tender herb, they wither shall away. Set thou thy trust upon the Lord, and be thou doing good, and so thou in the land shalt dwell, and there verily have food. Delight thyself in God, he'll give thy heart's desire to thee. Thy way to God commit, him trust, it bring to pass shall he.
Psalm 38, the tune is Ella.
In thy great indignation, O Lord, rebuke me not, nor on me lay thy chastening hand in thy displeasure hot. For in me fast thine arrow stick, thine hand doth press me sore. And in my flesh there is no help, nor soundness anymore. This grief I have because thy wrath is forth against me gone. And in my bones there is no rest for sin that I have done. Because gone up above mine head my great transgressions be, and as a weighty burden they too heavy are for me.
Psalm 39, the tune is Winchester Old.
Oh, I said I will look to my ways, lest with my tongue I sin. In sight of wicked men, my mouth with bridle I'll keep in. With silence I as dumb became, I did myself restrain from speaking good, but then the more increased was my pain. My heart within me waxed hot, and while I musing was, the fire did burn, and from my tongue these words I did let pass. Mine end and measure of my days, O Lord, unto me show. What is the stain that I thereby my frailty well may know?
Psalm 40, the tune is Covenanters.
I waited for the Lord my God, and patiently did bear. At length to me he did incline my voice and cry to hear. He took me from a fearful pit and from the miry clay, and on a rock he set my feet, establishing my way. He put a new song in my mouth, our God to magnify. Many shall see it and shall fear, and on the Lord rely. Blessed is the man whose trust upon the Lord relies, respecting not the proud nor such as turn aside to lies.
Psalm 41, the tune is Clonmel.
Blessed is he that wisely doth the poor man's case consider. For when the time of trouble is, the Lord will him deliver. God will him keep, yea, save alive. On earth he blessed shall live. And to his enemies desire, thou wilt him not appear. God will give strength when he on bed of languishing doth mourn. And in his sickness sorrow, Lord, thou all his bed wilt turn. I said, O Lord, do thou extend thy mercy unto me. O do thou heal my soul, or what I have offended thee.
Psalm 42, the tune is St. Agnes.
Like as the heart for water brooks, in thirst doth pant and bray, so pants my longing soul, O God, that come to thee I may. My soul for God, the living God, doth thirst, when shall I near? Unto thy countenance approach, and in God's sight appear. My tears have unto me been meet, both in the night and day, while unto me contain. heretofore had gone.
Psalm 43, the tune is Boston.
Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against the ungodly nation, from the unjust and crafty man. O be thou my salvation. For thou, O God, art my strength. Why dost thou me befall? For the enemy's oppression, why do I mourning go? O send thy light forth and thy truth, let them be guides to me, and bring me to thy holy hill, even where thy dwellings be. Then will I to God's altar go, to God my chiefest joy. Yea, God my God, thy name to praise, my harp I will employ.
Psalm 44, the tune is Pineal.
O God, we with our ears have heard, our fathers have us told, what works thou in their days hast done, even in the days of old. Thy hand did drive the heathen out, and plant them in their place. Thou didst afflict the nations, but then thou didst increase. For neither got their sword the land, nor did their arm them save. But thy right hand arm countenance, for thou them favor gave. Thou art my king for Jacob, Lord, deliverance's command. Through thee we shall push down our foes that do against us stand.
Psalm 45, the second version. The tune is Welcome Voice, which is short meter.
My heart inditing is good matter in a song. I speak the things that I have made, which to the king belong. My tongue shall be as quick his honor to indite, as is the pen of any scribe that useth fast to write. Thou fairest of all men, grace in thy lips doth flow, and therefore blessings evermore on thee doth God bestow. Thy sword good on thy thigh, thou that art most of might, appear in dreadful majesty and in thy glory bright.
Psalm 46, the tune is Materna.
God is our refuge and our strength in straits of present day. Therefore, although the earth we move, we will not be afraid. Though hills amidst the seas be cast, the troubled be in all the hills by swelling seas to shake. A river is whose streams to glad the city of our God, the holy place wherein the Lord Most High hath his abode. God in the midst of thine oath dwell, nothing shall her remove. The Lord to her and helper will, and that right early prove.
Psalm 47, the tune is Rest.
All people, clap your hands to God, with voice of triumph shout. For dreadful is the Lord Most High, great King the earth throughout. The heathen people under us he surely shall subdue, and he shall make the nations under our feet to bow. The lot of our inheritance choose out for us shall he. Of Jacob, whom he loved well, in the excellency. God is with shouts gone up the Lord, with trumpet sounding high. Sing praise to God, sing praise, sing praise, praise to our King, sing ye.
Psalm 48, the tune is Zerah.
Great is the Lord, and greatly he is to be praised still. Within the city of our God, upon his holy hill, Mount Zion stands most beautiful, the joy of all the land. The city of the mighty King on her north side does stand. The Lord within her palaces is for a refuge known. For lo, the kings have gathered where together by have gone.
Psalm 49, the tune is Ephrata.
Hear this, O people, and give ear, all in the world that dwell. Both low and high, both rich and poor, my mouth shall wisdom tell. My heart shall knowledge meditate, I will incline mine ear to parables and on the heart my sayings dark declare. Amidst those days that evil be, why should I fearing doubt? When of my heels the iniquity shall compass me about. Whoe'er they be that in their wealth their confidence to pitch, and boast themselves because they are become exceeding rich.
Psalm 50, first version, short meter double. The tune is Diatomata.
The mighty God, the Lord, hath spoken and did call. The earth from rising of the sun to where he hath his fall. From see, and beauty thou perfectionest, God shineth gloriously. Our God shall surely come, keep silent shall not he. Before him far shall waves great stones, shall round about him be. Unto the heavens clear, he from above shall call, and to the earth likewise that he may judge his people all.
These 50 tunes are either in common meter or common meter double, unless specifically mentioned. There is a common meter version of every psalm in the Psalter. This arrangement allows any family to sing through all the psalms, even if they only know a single tune. Reading of the psalm, line by line, before singing, was also recommended in the Westminster Directory for Public Worship. This practice allows small children, the blind, and others who can't read to participate in worship. In Scotland, it is called giving out the line. Here is an example of giving out the line in Psalm 1. That man hath perfect blessedness.
That man hath perfect blessedness.
Who walketh not astray.
Who walketh not astray.
In counsel of ungodly men.
In counsel of ungodly men.
Nor stands in sinners' way.
Nor stands in sinners' way.
Nor sitteth in the scorner's chair.
Nor sitteth in the scorner's chair.
But placeth his delight.
But placeth his delight.
Upon God's law and meditates.
Upon God's law and meditates.
On his law day and night.
On his law day and night.
He shall be like a tree that grows.
He shall be like a tree that grows.
Near planted by a river.
Near planted by a river.
Which in his season yields his fruit.
Which in his season yields its fruit.
And his leaf fadeth never.
And his leaf fadeth never.
And all he doth shall prosper well.
And all he doth shall prosper well.
The wicked are not so.
The wicked are not so.
But like they are unto the chaff.
But like they are unto the chaff.
Which wind drives to and fro.
Which wind drives to and fro.
In judgment therefore shall not stand.
In judgment therefore shall not stand.
Such as ungodly are.
Such as ungodly are.
Nor in the assembly of the just.
Nor in the assembly of the just
shall wicked men appear.
Shall wicked men appear.
For why the way of godly men?
For why the way of godly men?
Unto the Lord is known.
Unto the Lord is known.
Whereas the way of wicked men.
Whereas the way of wicked men
shall quite be overthrown.
Shall quite be overthrown.
This Reformation audio track is a production of Stillwater's Revival Books. You are welcome to make copies and give them to those in need. SWRB makes thousands of classic Reformation resources available, free and for sale, in audio, video, and printed formats. It is likely that the sermon or book that you just listened to is also available on cassette or video, or as a printed book or booklet. Our many free resources, as well as our complete mail order catalog, containing thousands of classic and contemporary Puritan and Reform books, tapes, and videos at great discounts, is on the web at www.swrb.com. We can also be reached by email at swrb@swrb.com, by phone at 780-450-3730, by fax at 780-468-1096, or by mail at 4710-37A Avenue, Edmonton, that's E-D-M-O-N-T-O-N, Alberta, abbreviated capital A, capital B, Canada, T6L3T5. You may also request a free printed catalog. And remember that John Calvin, in defending the Reformation's regulative principle of worship, or what is sometimes called the scriptural law of worship, commenting on the words of God, "which I commanded them not, neither came into my heart," from his commentary on Jeremiah 7:31, writes, "God here cuts off from men every occasion for making evasions, since he condemns by this one phrase, 'I have not commanded them,' whatever the Jews devised. There is then no other argument needed to condemn superstitions than that they are not commanded by God. For when men allow themselves to worship God according to their own fancies, and attend not to his commands, they pervert true religion. And if this principle is adopted by the papists, all those fictitious modes of worship in which they absurdly exercise themselves would fall to the ground. It is indeed a horrible thing for the papists to seek to discharge their duties towards God by performing their own superstitions. There is an immense number of them, as it is well known, and as it manifestly appears. Were they to admit this principle, that we cannot rightly worship God except by obeying his word, they would be delivered from their deep abyss of error. The prophet's words, then, are very important, when he says that God had commanded no such thing, and that it never came to his mind, as though he had said that men assume too much wisdom when they devise what he never required, nay, what he never knew."